Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we?
Let's run. How are you, mate? You've had a bit of a...
It's been a hell of a day to here.
A bit of a busy morning this far.
I'm just filling the... Do you know, my microphone's absolutely fine, but that fluffy ball...
Yeah.
Oh, it tickles, isn't it? Yeah. It's really tickling. So, we're in Finsey Park. We're running... my idea was that we'd run towards Emirates because it might inspire you to tell me everything about the football.
Yeah, well, there's loads going on. There's loads going on. Quite dramatic.
Yeah. Totally. At every level.
And how about you? What's been going on in the land of the deering?
So we had a sort of slightly movable feast hookup time today because I had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Right.
And it's interesting actually because it was scheduled for 9:49.
Yeah.
Never phoned.
You just didn't bother.
No, cool.
Right. Classic.
I don't know.
Classic.
It was going to be, you know.
Yeah.
So that's really put my mind at rest about that medical issue.
Yeah. So he didn't phone at all?
No. Or right. She. I don't know if it was a he.
Right.
I think like literally just then, they said give it half an hour.
Right.
And there's no way for me to follow up or check, you know.
Right.
I phoned them to get an update. And I waited by the phone for 2 hours.
Right.
Anyway, I think they might have phoned and left a voicemail, like literally that I saw just then as we were getting started. I know that my concerns are not the greatest concerns touching the NHS at the moment, but still, it's not ideal.
No, they're still a concern, though, aren't they? There's definitely a feeling of being slightly cut adrift. Normal health sort of provisions at the moment.
That's
isn't
right, absolutely.
Sort of like the GP.
Well, to be fair to the stretched pandemic era thing, that had already happened, hadn't it?
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Do you remember the days we used to phone up and get an appointment with a doctor? I'd say, our doctor's got this thing, me and my wife were always taking the mickey, because we've changed it.
Right.
And they tell you over and over again, it's easier. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just say it's easier have it be easier.
Yes.
If I can't get an appointment, do you know what that is?
That's not easy.
That's more difficult.
Yeah, totally.
I can prove it on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... It seems to be... He just seems to be a bit more of an elusive figure, the local GP.
Yes.
Just a kind of... It's a bit of a gamble over
whether you're going to... Well, I think that, I think that there was a... There was a fairly concerted attempt to phase out real point of contact general practice for the people of Britain for many years now, which has actually, strangely enough, been sort of stopped in its tracks by the very thing which makes it hard to get it right now.
Yeah. It's sort of... Here we go. We're through. I've got my next-on neighbour's a retired GP who was sort of lamenting the state of general practice a long time ago. Just sort of very data-driven. He's really holistic and
Writes
loads of papers and blogs about the virtues of face-to-face contact. And
yeah, yeah.
And well, he's like proper that. Old-school GP. He's proper. He's who you want. He's interested. He
yeah, well, there's a
you.
Spiritual level to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's to do with saving money and stuff, but it's like when you have babies, you realise that there's real conflict in hospitals or birth suites. Oh, quick, they can do it. Yeah, yeah. Running across the road in Finsbury Park. Safely, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, that conflict between the doctors and midwifery.
Yeah.
You know, so medicine can do it. You know, we've got a flow chart, we've made the list.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
a good GP has a more, like, say, more holistic worldview. They've seen things before, you know.
Yeah.
You basically, what you want is for your GP to be Miss Marple.
Yes.
And what the government seem to want is for the doctor to be the sluggish procedural policeman, you know, Inspector Slack or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's weird. It's sort of...
Like when my daughter broke her arm.
Yeah.
And the young doctor said, it's healed too well, we're going to have to break it again.
Right.
And the more experienced doctor said, no, we don't.
No, no, don't do that. Yeah, yeah. That thing that sounds wrong is actually wrong. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. Anyway, as often alluded to, but never properly described, and neither should they be. I've got chronic, in the literal sense of the word, i.e. long and ongoing.
Right.
Digestion issues.
Yeah.
It's just gradually getting worse and worse.
Right.
And as you know, I'm very fit and my diet's good. So just want to get that looked into, basically.
Of course, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hopefully not literally looked into, but good luck, they're the professionals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's debilitating, isn't it, to have to do with.
Yeah. yeah. So that's what I was going to, after excellent spousal nudging from my good lady wife.
Yeah.
Spousal nudging.
Nice, it like
Stop
it.
Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I was ready to sit in the chair this morning and be frank and open about my relationship with the bathroom.
Yeah.
Would anyone happen. Listen? Anyway, while I was waiting for that phone call, there was a phone call.
Yeah.
For my wife.
Right.
Someone in my son's orchestra tested positive for COVID.
Oh, dear.
He's got to self-isolate for 10 days.
Oh, dear.
And poor lad. Oh, he's
That's a real shame, isn't it?
Yeah, and he is not for lockdown at all. He's so happy in his room.
yeah.
And has been, not just for the last year and a half, but, you know, forever. But he's finished his GCSEs.
Yeah.
He was actually genuinely looking forward to prom, as they call it now.
Of course.
Got
of course.
Some friends are all going.
Yeah, yeah.
And then moving into my selfishness, this weekend,
going on holiday.
Me and him going to the Lake District.
Yeah.
Which is almost dangerously important to me.
Yes.
I just can't stop thinking about it.
And now he can't go.
Well, yeah, except another
except
phone call.
Yeah.
We've had a look. He doesn't need to worry about it.
Right, okay.
So
all
that
right.
was a roller coaster of a morning.
Yeah, it's sort of...
these daisies.
Seems quite fluid at the moment, doesn't it, the whole...
Yeah. And then,
whether or not
of course,
you need to isolate thing.
Yeah. It was whether... Because the orchestra have obviously got to hit a lot of dots to be allowed to run.
Yeah.
They're right on top of this stuff.
Right.
And they've got kind of in-orchestra bubbles because it's a really big place.
Yeah.
And he's theoretically in a bubble with the guy because they're in the woodwind section of the orchestra.
Right.
But in real terms, he was never anywhere near him at any time.
Okay, well, that's good.
So they looked it up and that's why they phoned back.
Right.
Meanwhile, just to... So basically, it's not a very exciting story because...
Well, no,
but it simply is everything's all right with him and the doctor didn't find...
It's emblematic of the sort of... the ongoing confusion and panic at the time, isn't it? Just a sort of...
And the up and down nature of life, you know.
Yeah.
Started the day absolutely amazing. Yoga this morning felt really empowered and
yeah.
special. And since then, I've been pretty gutted. But everything's fine.
Good.
And my son, also, to his credit, he's just so sanguine. He said, when we told him, he said, oh, well.
Oh, well.
See that robin on the fence?
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice.
Can I get Oscar? Can I get a pit Oscar?
Can I?
Maybe I'll take a pit Oscar.
Yeah, but it's sort of, you're chatting about the football. We've got the thing at the moment where a Scottish player tested positive for COVID.
Which, of course, is such a stone in the pond, right?
Yeah, it's just like, it's a real shock and a real shame. And then you've got two guys who play for England and are his club mates, apparently were chatting to him in the tunnel after the game. So they're isolating, so they're missing the game today.
Yeah.
Because of close contact.
Yep.
But the rest of the Scottish team, they're not going into isolation.
Yes.
Absurd. It's the notion that the rest of the Scottish team, there's pictures of the rest of the Scottish team hugging him after the final whistle of the previous game.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the line? No, a friend of mine was doing...
The answer is there is no line.
A friend of mine was doing track and trace.
Right.
And he was working away from home.
Right.
And they... Excellent. I thought the wind was getting up with this guy skipping rope. This is that thing we've mentioned before, where when you come onto the grounds of the Emirates, there's always people
working out.
And so many different kinds of exercise.
Yeah, it's nice.
I did a bit of... I went up and down these steps a few times the other day.
Oh, yeah. What, these steps?
To warm up for the lakes.
Yeah, nice little exercise.
Just swap my knees up.
Yeah.
So, he was... basically, he's got his track and trace on.
Yeah.
And it pinged someone in the same hotel as you. Next room, but right. Like no connection at all.
Right.
You've got to isolate. And he got the ping. And he was sitting next to someone he's working with who's in the same hotel.
Right.
Hasn't got the app.
Right. And he didn't get the ping.
So didn't
of
get
course
the ping.
He's not going to get the ping.
So my mate had to come home, not do the work.
Right.
And their colleague, same hotel, sitting next to it at the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
There's levels of absurdity. I mean, the reality is that the reason why the Scottish team are isolating is because there'll be no Scottish team to play.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're out of the tournament. So, do you know?
And ultimately the tournament collapses then, doesn't it?
I mean, of course. You know, and now they're talking about people who are double vaccinated don't have to isolate anyway.
Yeah.
It's all very fluid, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't know. They don't know yet whether people who are double vaccinated are really safe from the newest, strongest variant of the virus.
Well, they know the 95% efficacy over ending up in hospital.
Yeah.
They do know that.
Yeah.
But it's... I'll tell you, mate, to ditch the app. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. These are strange times, aren't they? And like you say, it's because it's the blessing and the curse of bureaucracy. Because if you're going to have, like we were saying about the NHS and the doctors, if you're going to have a national and international system, or a system in the workplace or in the sports tournament that can attend to this, then it's going to be rigid.
Yeah.
And will appear strange to humans.
Yeah.
But also just at a much more selfish level, you know, I'm trying to be cooler and get used to the idea that these things are opening up, but I need clarity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And this morning was a bit of a shock to the system.
I bet it was,
I am a bit worried about my guts.
Yeah. I just think politicians are people too. I can see and envisage a scenario, July the 19th, it's around about the time school holidays start, auto parliamentary recess. Everyone likes a holiday. What's the betting that restrictions are lifted 6 or 7 weeks over the summer?
Yeah.
And then we'll meet up again in October and talk about maybe lockdowns.
Yeah, well, that's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
The fundamental thing is that they don't seem to have much of a plan, you know what I mean? It's the... You look at the way it affects different sectors.
Yeah.
Especially if it's visible. Into it, and if it isn't, they're not.
Smallest violin on earth for it, but we've been completely brushed under the carpet, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
We're the icing on the cake, aren't we?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the smallest violin so much as that we're part of the arts.
Yeah.
Which has been ignored.
Yeah.
There's no... You know, it keeps going round, but it's true. It's like, if you can sing on the terraces, why can't you sing in a choir?
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's...
And then comedy promoters saying last summer, he had a sophisticated and multi-layered response to inside and outside spaces.
Yeah.
And this summer promoter's got nothing.
Yeah, it's... It's odd times, but we're also sort of...
And the delay to full opening of all the time, which I'm not, you know, I'm averse. I like, if nothing else, I like the consistency of saying we're being careful about it, then being careful about it, you know what I mean? But there's no recognition that... I read an interesting article about music festivals, you know?
Yeah.
They do seem to belatedly be recognising because they did a pilot download, like the pilot clubbing stuff.
Right.
But for festival industry, it's too late.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But in other countries, they had government-sponsored insurance, so festivals could get insured.
Right.
So they could basically be ready to go ahead.
Yeah.
But our government hasn't done that. So by the time the festivals are allowed to take place, which, by the way, this is the key thing, people love.
Yes, of course.
And are a massive sector.
And they're outside as well.
They're outside and they bring a huge amount of money into the economy.
Yeah.
But kind of because there's just something a little bit cartoonish about this concept of what Britain needs to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel like if Glastonbury traditionally included a Union Jack in its branding, that the cabinet might have noticed that it was an important thing, made it happen.
What, like with Ascot and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
But you've also got the reality of the Whittys and the Valances are exceptional people and they've tried their absolute best to guide us through this. But they don't go to festivals.
Exactly.
They're not really... Yeah, it's the same with nightclubs. I mean, no one's thinking really about nightclubs. You know, when I was Bonnie's age, I used to go clubbing 4 or 5 times a week. I was constantly clubbing.
Yeah.
And we just don't think of that, and they've lost a year and a half of
I also think...
Kids really like it in nightclubs, you know?
The trouble is with the social politics of it is that it's not just shall we say, like inverse snobbery, because this is also true of the posh arts.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally politically connected to the... Fatima's got a future in cyber.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
This is vague. It completely, what am I trying to say? It can't play out, you know, untenable idea that everyone will just get over the urge to watch
it's
plays,
some kind of,
be ballerinas.
It's some kind of luxury. You know?
Yeah, like it's something that silly people will get over and then join the rest of us
and crack on with
focus
the real
entirely on money and sport for the rest of time.
But
it's crazy talk.
But told her, I doubt Whitty goes clubbing much.
No, he goes to water parks.
He doesn't look like
No, I've seen him at the water park. Next slide.
Yeah.
Next slide.
Next
Come
slide.
Come on, that was a proper joke. Oh, I should get back out there.
You should.
Get
you will.
On the circuit.
You will when they let you. We're releasing Deering. All restrictions are over.
Does he have his son with him? His son is tainted.
Yeah.
Tainted. Come this way. I want to show you something. Until I can get to the country, I absolutely love this path.
Oh, this is nice, yeah. We can do this.
It's ridiculous because, dear listener, we've got a path on our left and a road on our right, both about 6 feet away.
Yeah.
But this is a grassy track.
This is really nice, yeah.
Under the trees.
Well, people have obviously chiseled this out.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, how's your running going?
I had a bit of a sobering run yesterday because I've got us both down for the Golden Stag Mile.
Yeah.
We're invited. Our name's on the list.
Yeah.
Optimistically put down as 5:55 for us both.
Oh my God.
And then I went for a run yesterday with the idea of doing a bit of speed, you know?
Yeah.
Just lengthening my stride a little bit.
Yeah.
And the results are not good.
Nope.
If Whitty was there with the slides, he'd be a tad disappointed at the body mass index speed graph.
So when you say the result's not good, did it hurt or was it pace or...?
No, it's just... I'm overweight, but we know that. but you can really feel it when you try and run a bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all good, a kind of soft padding motion. This is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't quite trust my calf to go.
To give it
to really go, to really give it the welly.
Yeah.
But it just felt like a running through sort of treacle scenario, just a kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Just
sludgy.
I tried to do some hill sprints the other day. And I up. And you've just got no power. Not you. I have just no power pushing off up the hill.
That's so good, just in case you want to know. Paul, there was just a dog running towards Paul.
Just sprinting towards
him. The thing about it was quite a long way away. Yeah. But definitely making a beeline, yeah, yeah. Which is why the hay up was so valid.
Yeah, so it's sort of like... To see me at a distance, you'd think it was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That this guy's trying... Is that guy trying to sprint up that hill? Or what's actually happening there?
What is it?
Yeah. He seems to be moving his arms and legs quite vigorously. But it's not covering much distance, you know. So I'm sort of at that stage. There's a lot riding on the next 10 days or so.
Well, and so between now and the Golden Stag, you're going to spend some time in Devon.
Yes.
So you can do some Chariots of Fire beach work.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a lot of that.
I think there should be some slow motion running in the sea.
There will definitely be some slow motion running. And hopefully, tech permitting, there'll be a little chat with Olympian Jo Pavey.
Yes.
Because she lives in Devon.
Yeah.
I'm going to Devon. We've reached out.
That's enough. Yeah, you're just going to wait outside the house till she comes out.
Oh, no, she said
throw
yes.
A blanket over her head.
She then, said, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. We've got you. No, she said yes. And we're hopefully going to go for a trot. We're going to chat to her about her career, running as she gets a little bit older, as we all are. Just tips, you know.
Very
top
exciting,
tips.
Isn't it? Like I said, yeah, if we can just transcend the tech issues we've had in recent episodes, we are part of this opening out. We've got some exciting interviews, and we're going to places. We're going to other places, Paul.
Yes, and we'll do a little. We'll do a little race report from the Golden Stag.
Yes,
the mile classic,
the Mile High Club.
There will be,
you know, some
it will
people,
be comedic if not
some
inspiring.
People are really pro the Golden Stag, but other people are really antler. Yeah. Antler! Come on. So,
yeah, so
what about your regular support work? Are you still doing your stretching? Still doing yoga? Did you go to football?
I'm still doing my stretching. I'm going to football. Yeah, I haven't done yoga for a few days, but I was going to do it later today.
Yeah. And how was the football for the second time? Feel good?
It was fine. I realised that I'm just having a lot of sobering realisations at the moment. That I'm just not as... It's like I'm pressing my nose up against the glass, looking at the past forlornly. And I've got to draw the curtains and turn into the new room.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got to... I'm not going to be... brilliant at football again. I'm not going to that fast again. I'm not going to... And I have to embrace that.
Yeah, you can't be working from a point of trying to get to some imagined previous...
I'm lost in some...
...moment of wonderment. You've got to be where you are now and move forward from
I'm
here.
I'm lost in this sort of comparison game with myself. It's not even other people.
Yeah.
So it's all interesting and new and different. And the Golden Stag Mile will be a right laugh. And football, I'm really enjoying. I'm just not fast over like 5 yards. Or sometimes I worry about falling over where I'd never used to worry about it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
You just charge into everything. So
I told you about when my dad stopped playing football, and I think he could have come through it. And you know, he didn't turn into the room and look forward.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't help if you're playing football in your late 30s, turning 40. And you're playing football for your school.
Right.
Which is what he was doing, but it was in the old boys league.
Right, okay.
And, I'm sure distance listeners might remember this. I'm sure I've said it before. But he was out... he was playing football on a cold morning, hungover. And he did a bad tackle, you know?
Yeah.
He basically fouled a guy.
Yeah.
And held it and would hold up his hands. But not like... out of vindictiveness,
yeah,
but out of kind of
just sorry, mate,
being hungover and just getting in there and just, you know, not being completely attuned to the moment.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, quite rightly, the other guy.
One of those clumsy accidents waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Kind of. Yeah.
So the other guy goes down with a blat.
Yeah.
And is rightly appalled. And he said he didn't swear at my dad. Maybe it was just the shock of it. Maybe he just wasn't that guy. And he looked up at my dad and he said, "You bad player."
Yeah.
And my dad, like, I mean, it just stuck into the heart.
Of course.
He never really played again.
Yeah, yeah. Those moments.
But the subtext there, you know, is interesting with things like, you know, the relationship between exercise and having a drink and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. You sort of, I think it sounds to me like your dad reached that thing where you can't continue to do the stuff, you can't continue to do everything.
Yeah.
So there's choices to be made.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's like, if we're going to continue to run at a decentish level, you've got to cut back on other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a case to be said for, let's not bother, let's just enjoy our lives. Do you know what I mean? There's a powerful argument, but I still really enjoy running.
Yeah, and I really enjoy all the exercise, actually.
Yes, yeah.
And it's true, you know, it is the old thing of replacing addictions with addictions, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
And I miss it when I'm not doing yoga, and it makes me feel so good. And sometimes now, because I don't think I'm doing much more, and I don't think it's much more challenging, but I think I do lean into it a bit.
Right.
So sometimes I can feel the yoga in my muscles and I'm running, you know, and there's a dialogue there.
Right.
And I'm into it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's good.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, I think that I don't get too hippie here.
Go
but
for
looking
it.
At, you Go know, hippie. Outcomes over the last, over lockdown and so on.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that before 2020, I absolutely loved running and indeed walking the country and being outside playing frisbee, I still think that my whole, that whole fader on my desk has been turned right up.
Right.
You know, the whole 30 miles a week, going to Hackney Downs, sorry, Hackney Marshes, wherever, whenever possible.
Yeah.
And doing more exercise, committing to my exercises and doing the yoga and whatever else. Just that kind of physicality, being in this body and being in the world.
Yes, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't see life the same way.
No, that is good.
I saw Nomadland.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I really want to see it.
It's as good as everyone said, I thought.
Right.
I mean, it's quite funny because basically the family took me on Sunday morning for Father's Day.
All right.
Yeah, nice. And nothing says... But actually, I would so much rather sit down to that than have some mug with darts on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it really was. I think that it's great. I think that, well, you have seen, we talked about the other day, The Sound of Metal.
Yes.
I think that Nomadland and The Sound of Metal have the same provenance where, really wisely, they've taken something completely true and found that they can tell that story best by turning it into a fiction.
Yeah.
But in a really respectful way that still holds on to so much truth. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
This is why these films are so low-key, because they don't want to make anything up.
Yeah.
They're just letting the true story breathe.
And I've heard nothing but good things about
it. Neverland is absolutely full of the real people and take place in the real places.
Yeah.
But then within that, it means that they get more truth. You know, at first, Frances McDormand was playing a real person.
Right.
But then they changed it. They made up a person who is more like her.
Right, okay.
So just to get more truth out of it.
Yes,
And anyway, and that's, it looks beautiful and yet it's really dry. It's like a documentary and yet it's really meaningful. You know, there's no sense of anything being lost. And fundamentally, in terms of what I was just saying, is that interesting thing about being, you know, however you want to call it, homeless or a person of the road or whatever, is on the one hand, it's totally socioeconomic, you know?
Yeah.
To do with society and industry and wages and all that stuff. And at another level, it's totally spiritual, to do with being with and of the earth.
Yes, yeah.
And you would think that those two kind of storylines are from two different complete standpoints, like two completely different films. But Nomadland effortlessly does both at once.
It sounds great.
It's like there's no conflict there at all.
It sounds lovely, yeah.
It's quiet. It got me.
It reminds me of a documentary that my mate Julie's working on for Channel 5 worked on. I don't know if you've seen it, Here Come the Gypsies.
Oh, that sounds the same. Yeah. Not in any way. Yeah. Is that happening now, and is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is what it's called.
You can't
called.
Say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, they did, they have.
They should have done
very well on Channel 5.
Trigger warning, sorry everyone. Unbelievable. Well, we watched a programme that had a very positive... And anyway, I don't suppose you saw Stanley Tucci searching for Italy.
I haven't seen that one, no.
Well, he's found it. Yeah, it's just at the south side of Europe.
She should have asked us.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do in all the other episodes. They just wander around eating pizza, I suppose. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's a good show.
I don't think the... I think a lot of travellers don't mind the term gypsy, you know. A lot of them seem to celebrate it. He was like a celebratory look at the community. I thought it was great. Old Julie's son worked on it.
Yes.
I lived with him for a couple of weeks. And it was... I've always liked it when life's brought me close to them.
Yeah.
Because it's like... They're just really vibrant and lively.
Yeah,
it's
know,
they're just
community.
Really like... They just don't care that as much about stuff that we do.
What's his name?
Nice.
I met him briefly. The fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an interesting fella. Yeah, in his Stanley Tucci show, saying how there was this classics happening in so many places around the world.
Yeah.
They built this model housing. It was going to be absolutely brilliant. They cleared the slums.
Yeah.
Moved everyone into it in the suburbs of Naples.
All right. Yeah.
Immediately got horrible. Absolutely unpoliceable.
Well, that's Gomorrah, isn't
Gomorrah,
it?
Gomorrah, yes. Gomorrah, and you know, the police just opted out. Place is overrun with drugs,
yeah,
and crime. And then the Roma community,
yeah,
moved in,
yeah,
and then they were basically criminalised for that, you know, for
right.
being there and for being them,
right.
And then it's going, oh no, why am I going? You carry on. It's basically heading towards my house there.
Yeah, we can go through.
It's a bit confusing. And then, but they also have the ancient, not ancient, but the old school thing of everyone just looking after each other.
Yes, yeah,
in Naples,
yeah.
And they started running this kind of food kitchen out of a shack. And
right.
it turned into this
sounds
globally recognised brilliant restaurant, which combines the cuisines
right.
of the
of the Roma
Serbian stuff. Community that were
right.
there, and
yeah.
Everyone else, and the Italian food, and you know,
sounds great.
It's actually beautiful.
Yeah, sounds really good. Yeah.
Also, it's Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, old Tucci.
You watch him all day.
Everyone loves Tucci.
I love Tucci.
That scene is it the chef where he ends up making an omelette at the end.
Big Night.
Big Night, yeah, that's lovely.
Oh, great
yeah.
Kids haven't seen that yet, we need to watch that. No, we did watch Ratatouille last week.
All right, yeah.
What a film.
So we're going up through...
Pelleton Road.
Up towards...
the old New River.
Castle Park. Nice and soft underfoot. Yeah, so the running I've been doing a couple of... Jokingly... Could be classified as speed sessions.
Yeah.
And just some steady runs. And how about you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I put the mileage up last week.
Right.
And maybe pulled back a little on the speed. I did one of those fast miles at the end.
Right.
I can't remember. I did a little bit of speed in the middle of the week. I can't remember. It was supposed to be 35 miles, up 5 miles from the week before. Ended up being a 37-mile week.
Right.
37 miles in 5 days as well.
Yeah.
Because I find I've been really appreciating giving myself 2 days off.
You're having the weekend off.
Yeah, to recover.
Right.
Which is also funny because it's so, quite reasonably, just sets me against everyone.
Right.
Looking at the
yeah.
lovely blooming conversation online.
Right.
Between people who are running every day.
Yeah.
People who do long runs on Sundays.
Yeah,
people
course.
Who do virtual park runs. And also people who go out and run far in excess of 37 miles in
yeah.
one day.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can do pretty well. Or today, no, wouldn't run today. Tomorrow,
yeah.
no, I'm not running tomorrow. But I went out on Friday in pretty bad conditions, seriously rainy. And I did half a marathon.
Right.
And I wanted to do it at a reasonable pace, you know.
Right.
And
what day was this again, sorry?
Friday.
Right, yeah.
So it's really rainy. Do you know, I was thinking about this. I do think I tire when I'm running a bit of distance in the rain.
Right.
And I think it's simple. I think it's because you kind of...
You get a bit cold? Do you?
No, I think I drop my head a bit.
Right.
And it messes my form.
Right.
And it's very subtle, so you don't notice. I stay this side. And but it just gradually makes it more tiring over time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a theory I'm working on because... It could be something else, but I can think of times when I've tired in the rain before.
Right.
But also, one of the rainiest runs I did was a...
The marathon?
Absolute washout Yorkshire Marathon.
Right.
And now London Marathon, the Virtual Marathon, that's one of the ones where I think felt more tiring than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah.
And I think the rain was a factor. And, but yeah, Yorkshire Marathon 2018, absolute deluge.
Yeah, it
can. And in terms of the psychology of thing,
yeah,
probably my best marathon to that point. So that doesn't fit the
maybe your body sort of has to work a bit harder to generate some heat or something. Or
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe it was because that Yorkshire Marathon was so wet, it kind of led to an instant acceptance.
Right.
I don't know because the rain came on in New York.
Yeah.
And. I don't know, virtual London's a bit different, isn't it? Anyway, like to hear listeners' opinions on that. Because I like, you know, over a day-to-day distance, I love running in the rain.
Yeah, same here. The only problem is for me is if it just gets a bit cold.
Yes, that's right.
And a bit chafy and awkward and, you know, if your stuff gets a bit sticky.
Let's do a loop. We're just coming to Clissold Park.
Yeah.
Get on these wood chips. Had a really nice time on Friday. Ran steady, pretty fast.
Yeah.
And sort of sub 8:30 miles.
Yeah, that was great.
And really good going steady. I've scoped out a route, so I think I'll try and do it again and,
right,
you know, compare myself and myself a bit. And Hackney Marshes, Canal, Victoria Park.
It's a nice route, isn't it?
I did the shorter loop to get an extra mile in Victoria Park.
Yeah.
First time I passed the loo, I thought, I don't even need to go.
Right, okay.
Second time I passed the loo, I thought, I feel heavy. I feel like I need to lose weight. Yeah. And then I ran about another mile, but I was still significantly a good mile from my house. And suddenly...
The barbarians.
I was in real trouble.
The barbarians were at the gate.
Very much so. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking, what can I do? The best thing I can do is get home.
Yeah.
Because I have access to a bathroom there. But then I realised I couldn't run anymore.
Right.
I had to...
That's tricky.
Too busy clenching.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's tough.
So I stopped the...
That's a tough moment.
The distance measure.
Yeah.
I was in De Beauvoir Square, you know.
All right, yeah.
Lovely spot. No one around, pouring with rain. So I went to the... there's like a... I was actually looking for a house with a building site in the garden with a Dav Lav for me
yeah,
to
of course,
have
yeah.
a go on, you know. Anyway, none of those. So I went in the square. They've got a little shack there.
All
it's
right.
Not a toilet, it's just a little shed.
Nice.
Two blokes in it. Oh. I said, hello, excuse me. Nothing.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I found some bushes. Not many bushes, quite a lot of light and space around them. But there was no one to be seen. So I thought, I can do this. And I began to attempt.
Unfurl.
Oh, this is the moment, actually, the moment when I paused.
Unfurl the flag.
That's right, the moment when I paused the music and the run keeper was when I realised I had tissues.
Right, nice.
Yeah. I thought, well, that's interesting. Anyway, I started trying to squat down this bush. First of all, a branch, just like in a cartoon, just the moment I revealed any flesh to the world, a kind of thorn went in it, like boink, and that went yahoo, went up in the air, like Tom and Jerry. And then I just thought, I can't do this. It's just not me. It's just not going to happen.
It's not you.
And I just abandoned that, and I realised that what I am is, you know, tenacious. I have stamina.
Together.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. And
you're not basically you're not experienced enough in that scenario.
No, and I don't bend well in the middle either. It's just a logistical nightmare.
You need to
and if you do that stuff tentatively, well, that's
you've got to go
wrong.
Full throttle. If you go full throttle, you can do it really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, who's that? What's that? Is he that bloke doing yoga? I think he's doing yoga.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're away.
Is he the guy who said, yo, just seconds
that guy's
ago?
Doing yoga with his pants down. He's an orthodox.
At least I think that's yeah. Like, no! My eyes! And that's, isn't that?
Lady-di-di.
I think it's
Lady-di-di-di-di-di.
The boxers. Anyway, clever. Good decision.
You did really well.
I'm going to have to come up with something else. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to do something else. Anyway, so I started going and walking with this stiff, Poirot.
Yeah,
and
the walk.
I walked up to...
concentrated walk.
Around the corner. All those houses that were having work done, they're all done.
Yeah.
No Davlabs to be seen. And now, getting cold. Because it's raining, I swear, I wasn't running anymore. I felt like I had a fever and I didn't.
Yeah.
Just cold and, you know, needed to drop the kids off. So, anyway, they found some roadworks.
All right.
There's a brand new booth right
oh
there.
Oh, my goodness, fantastic.
Yeah, and I knocked
and
on
was it open? Because often they're not open.
It was open. There's a guy brilliant. In a digger. I said, can he use this? He said, go ahead.
Oh, mate,
and I managed to stop myself going, thank you, thank you. And I went in there and it was no one had ever used it, or certainly
Aww.
Since it had been cleaned. At the, you know, there was an unstarted roll of toilet
That's
paper.
That's like a gift, isn't it? That's
yeah.
a gift.
Oh, I couldn't.
So you ruined that one.
Honestly, it was like...
they closed the site down.
It was like Trainspotting. And last thing, I wanted to be grateful, so actually I really got my arm into it, and I actually did the pump, and actually managed to remove all evidence of my presence.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, yeah, and I was able to complete the run.
Yeah, nice. Good.
I didn't go for a fastest last mile.
No.
That would have been ambitious.
No. It's that kind of clenched walk, feverishly darting expression that gives the game away, doesn't it? some kind of crisis going on.
And indeed, I was that traumatised that I wanted to kind of run home after that with a big grin on my face. But I was still just looking a little bit kind of...
sheepish.
Fevered and sheepish.
Yes. Yeah. It's strange that the simple act of going to the toilet is full of such shame in our society, isn't it? I always think it's a bit of a failing. We're not very good at that area, are we?
Yeah.
Just in terms of public toilets here. I'm just talking public toilets. The nature of them.
Yeah.
They're not places you want to hang around in, are they?
Well...
they're not... I mean, some people do. Good luck to them. But they're...
some of them are really nice as well. We're very lucky to have access to these royal parks. I went to that one you went to in Hyde Park the other day.
All right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Contactless to pay for 20p.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Someone comes in strict black and white clothes and offers you a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I like that half marathon route though. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
And see if I can, you know, actually practice that distance over that route.
Yeah, it's such a solid distance, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, completely.
And how did you feel afterwards, after the 13 mile?
I really knew I'd done it.
Yeah.
And I think that part of it was doing it at at some kind of it wasn't even threshold, it just wasn't a it wasn't a wander, you know, it wasn't
a chat. Totally, it's a moderate pace, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think on another day, around the fitness I am, if I could access it, then I would be looking to run that kind of eight, sort of sub 8:30 miles, and then do 1, 2, 3 miles at the end.
Yeah.
30 seconds or a minute faster than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think if I could get my head around it, I think I'm fit enough to do that.
Right.
So it didn't hit me as much as that would have done. But it hit me more than if I'd done it, if we'd done it like this, you know?
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm just remembering now on the on Saturday, my friend came round. I mentioned before, my friend Tom, we play music together. And it was really nice the first time we got together and played music in real life.
Yeah.
After lockdown. Anyway, we did that again. And the other thing was I did that run on Friday. I had a drink on Thursday and on Friday night. And then got up really early on the Saturday. My friend came around. We did some music. It was very good.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it earlier on because you were saying about, and talking about my dad, like what you can do with the, as you get older. I remember that when I was singing with a band in Edinburgh, there's some rules, you know.
Yeah.
You can't drink coffee during a singing rehearsal.
Right.
You need icy cold water to stop here.
Is that the voice
to keep me slaking the tubes? And some say, oh, it's bad for you, but it is just like a very gentle anaesthetic, you know?
Right.
And it's really no good with alcohol. So I'm drinking coffee and all hungover. Started having a good old sing and just thought, oh no, if I want to do this properly, there's rules.
Yes.
So that was a show. It was good in a way, because if at least I wasn't playing a gig or going into a 10-night run of a, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm talking about things I've learned from being in bands and doing plays and comedy runs at the Edinburgh Festival, you know.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, if he's coming around next Saturday, does that mean no drinking on Friday?
Yeah.
And can I handle that?
And where does that lead
to? What do I want from life?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And sure enough, after the half on Friday and the drinking on a Friday night and the singing and socialising and general, even before that, kind of shopping and sorting out the kids on Saturday morning, got to Saturday lunchtime, broken.
Right.
I sat in an armchair at about 1 o'clock on Saturday with a kind of starey look.
It's amazing
I've got to have it again till six.
It's amazing how stealth the hangovers can be, can't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You wake up and you kind of barrel into the day thinking you've dodged it.
Yeah.
Then it gets you mid-afternoon.
Exactly that. God, it's like a sledgehammer Saturday. Yeah. I'd have forgotten about it until you asked. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And no gigs as yet.
No, but it did some various bits of work, but different kind of work.
Right.
And the book's coming up, so that's picking up again.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry, mate. Cheers.
I got off the path to dodge the people and went into a massive cloud of midges. So we went down out of Frenzy Park, round the Emirates, round lovely Highbury Field.
Are we just going to...
Peloton Road on the old New River route.
And we're just going to snake our way to
Crystal Park.
Yeah.
Go past the Woodbury Down reservoirs and we're there.
Yeah. Snake our way back to Old Finsbury.
Did you, how did Father's Day pan out for you?
Father's Day, it was a slow start. If Father's Day was like a run, the kids sort of Kenyan style. Really, really
slow.
Yeah,
really slow, yeah.
Really, really slow. Not a mention of it until after midday.
Does the analogy play out? I mean, did they ever speed up?
well, I went to church, and then when I got back...
To talk to our father.
Yeah. And when I came back, the prayers were answered. But it was quite revealing in terms of what they bought me. They got me a nice car, which was lovely. But they basically got me 2 sausage rolls, a pork pie and a scotch egg.
Excellent.
It's quite... There's a joke that when I go shopping supermarket, I come back with too many pork items, which I maintain is for them, because Rudy loves a little pork pie. But they'd maintain it's certain unhealthy habits I slipped into during lockdown that I've yet to jettison.
Yeah.
So I think it was a coded message.
Enough with the pork.
Yeah, yeah. Ease up on the pork. And then we had a nice day, actually. We ended up, some people came round, Rachel's dad was round, and then in the evening we watched a movie that I've been after my son watching for a while called The Spectacular Now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really like. And they all loved it, despite you could feel their determination not to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I recommended it. You can almost feel the power, because I said, I think you like it, you know, and George knows that the lead character reminds me of him.
Yeah, right.
So it's all quite...
You should never have told him.
There was a palpable resistance to it the first 10 minutes, in it, but it just softened them up, and by the end they all really enjoyed it. So
Yeah.
They gave me that because it was Father's Day. That was a big present, really, letting me choose the movie.
Nice. Yeah, and I was encouraged with a bit of that on Saturday night, and it was too much of an opportunity. I just didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
Particularly as, you know, I didn't want to be crass and inflict a Western on everyone. I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then, and also all those kind of self-indulgent, potentially alpha male films, which I don't like more than bloody Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah.
Also, I've watched them all doing my exercises.
Of course, right.
But some of them you actually turn out to be great, and you think, I want to show them Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
And,
I love Last of the Mohicans.
You watched it the other day.
Yeah. I do like Last of the Mohicans.
I kind of absolutely crashed and had to go for Jurassic Park 2.
Right.
Just for the Saturday night fun. Where's the gap? There's no gap.
There's no gap.
Here's
a gap.
I want to make the gap go with the bridge. That'd be my tip.
And how did your Father's Day pan out?
Yeah, it was nice. I think my wife was a bit twitchy because we had to go to the cinema for 10:45.
Right, yeah.
And my children tend to, unusually, very committed, up every morning. They tend to sleep till lunchtime on Sunday.
Right.
They knew what was at stake.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, so he was basically trying to encourage me to stay in bed and drink coffee and read the paper.
Well, you're desperate to get up.
She was gently like, yeah, I don't, that's not me. I'm lunch. Can't I go downstairs and unload the dishwasher?
I can't lie in. Yeah.
And meanwhile, she's going, I think I hear them.
I think I can hear them in the kitchen.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
No, they're actually lovely. They've got that cherry beer, you know, that Belgian Creek.
Oh, I saw a picture on Facebook, yeah.
They always get it for me, and I was saying to my wife, if you ever think I'm sick of getting that, stop thinking it.
Yeah.
Because one, it's brilliant. Two, it's so thoughtful.
Right.
Three, you can't get it anywhere. I don't know where they get it. You know, I think it's a real quest every single time. They got me...
That's really nice.
They got me Toy Story 4 on DVD.
Right.
To complete the Toy Story watch through. Because I'm still too tight to get Disney Plus.
Right. That's fair enough.
They got me this book they'd spotted, which is like writers writing about their favourite albums. And they made some vegan and gluten-free cheese and chilli oat scones.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. That's perfect.
So same thing, really.
Yeah.
They treated me with thoughtfulness and respect.
Yeah.
And showered me with gifts and treats.
It is nice. It is nice to hear.
I really didn't, you know, they were being so nice. I think sometimes I didn't handle it as well as I should. I was like, oh, is this good? I'm into it. I've thought that this holiday, the holiday I thought was cancelled this morning, but isn't.
Which is great news, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest gift any of them could give me this year. I can't...
Just to get some time them away would be great.
I've freighted too much emotion on this idea of getting to the fells.
I need it. What will your week be like? Because this is the week before the stag, isn't it? What will you be doing then?
I actually think this is a gentle mileage week this week.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep the miles right up without too much distance on any particular run.
Yeah.
Or pace. And then kind of the same thing in the lakes. I'll be getting out, keep doing runs before breakfast. Keep the mileage up.
England.
Getting towards...
someone got past it in England top.
Paul wanted to take part. I'm feeling positivity of his message wasn't necessarily clear to the other fellow.
So go on then, lots of runs before breakfast.
Yeah. And then, so the weekend after next, it'll be 5:55 mile on the Saturday and 22 miles on the Sunday.
Nice, nice. Just a gentle 5:55 to stretch our legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to warm up for my long run.
Yeah.
Look at these blue flowers.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Incredible cornflowers.
What are they? Cornflowers?
I think they're cornflowers. Yeah, it's all cornflowers if they're cornflowers and poppies in this replanted bit by the reservoirs.
Beautiful. I think,
wow. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really nice.
Now I understand why we weren't allowed to.
There's an awful lot of
walk
this
on that bit this year.
There's an awful lot of this going on. It's this sort of wilding, isn't there?
Yeah,
sort
and people really like it.
Yeah, they do like
which
it.
Which is nice. Yeah, I got some more nice pictures of the long grass outside the Gillespie Road Ecology Garden earlier on.
Right. No, it's
got to watch out for the long grass though with the old Lyme disease. That's all.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
That's all we'll say.
Runners.
So you'll be running before breakfast and then there'll be a bit of long walking and...
Yes. I think the walking should be good. We have to see what the weather's like. But, you know, my son's a really good partner to go with because he'll be happy to go a long way.
Yeah.
And he'll be happy to go really slow.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, it'll be a full body workout all week.
Yeah.
But it'll be very gentle.
Yeah.
I think the main thing that... The biggest challenge for me, and frankly, it's a bit of a write-off.
It's not boozing.
No, it's... Well, yeah. It's not coming in to the Golden Stag. They're a little bit heavy.
Yeah.
Generally, my weight is really steady these days, for better or worse.
Yeah.
And it's really just a question of where my digestion is at and what I've had to eat in the last 12 hours.
Right.
But I would really like to... Try and sort of streamline a bit for
turn up feeling
events.
A bit slightly more lithe.
If it's a holiday, though, I just think, you know, we don't go on holiday very often.
No.
Holiday has to include food and drink.
Yeah.
And
a bit
plus, I'm staying in a hotel with breakfast and evening meal, so there'd be no 16:8. I was just going to go in there, but we're not allowed.
No, we're not allowed.
I forgot.
We're not allowed.
I think the fact that I forgot is a
not
good sign.
To run around the wetlands. Some things we've just got to let go.
I've let it go.
Yeah, with me it'll be some really nice runs, which I'm determined to get you out there at some point,
yep.
Around Devon. But I might try and get on a track if I get the time, because there is a track there I can train on.
Yeah.
And it's the same as you, just trying to lose any kind of timber you can, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You just feel... I felt it the other day when I was trying to run fast, you just... Carrying
yeah,
a bit.
Well, you remember when I borrowed that builder's cubicle on Friday?
Yeah.
I'd love to have been ready to run a fast mile after that.
Yeah. Released. I just...
Terrifying.
You just, it's just like carrying a bit of shopping around, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're running.
Well, I remember, it's in my book, when I first lost weight.
Yeah.
And I was carrying my daughter, thinking... why is this so easy today?
Yeah.
And it's because she was just basically had taken the place of the gut.
Yes.
That I was
totally
used to carrying around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my protuberance has become lesser.
Wait
kind
a minute,
of...
Do I want to hear this story?
Yeah. Has become less a kind of temporary lodger and more a sort of permanent resident. That's how I describe it.
Yeah.
I'm just bang on 13 stone.
Yep.
I ran sub 3 when I was just under 12.
Yeah.
And I spent most of my time after that about 12 and a half.
Yeah.
But I've just put on half a stone.
And it's
proving
around.
To be a little bit resistant.
Yeah.
Well, that was lovely. I really enjoyed it. How far did we go?
Let's see how far we went. Well, I think we did about 6 miles,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah. Wow.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.